Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day of great economic news at the same time that there is terrible news about another mass shooting. At least 8 dead in Indianapolis at a Federal Express service center. No information as yet. This occurred late last night. No information yet as to the identity of the shooter who killed himself or any of the 8 victims. There may be more. What this means is that the United States has reported in the last month at least 45 mass shootings in 30 days. How is that possible? Well, we'll go over some of those mass shootings. This is an increasing concern. There has been talk that the president might speak about this. He certainly will speak about it in his speech to the joint session of Congress. That's the equivalent of a State of the Union speech. It's not considered a State of the Union speech because he's only been president for going on 100 days. But we will deal with this issue. We'll also talk with Mark Thiessen, who was a speechwriter for President George W. Bush, now a nationally syndicated columnist based with the Washington Post. And Mark says the biggest failure of the Biden administration has been the failure to deliver on his promise of unifying the country. In fact, he says that by comparison with Trump, Biden makes the Trump era look like a golden age of political unity. Really? Well, we'll be speaking with Mark Thiessen coming up. And there is this, that in the days since 17-year-old Anthony J. Thompson Jr. was shot by Knoxville police in a high school bathroom, there are now calls for the release of body camera footage that are building. Police shared few details about what happened when police entered the bathroom, and one key part of the story already has changed. After initial reports to the contrary, police now say it wasn't a bullet from Thompson's gun that hit a Knoxville police officer. You'll remember we covered that story live on the air as that information became available. And it has been drowned out by so much other terrible information. Some of the terrible information, an expectation by a lot of officials that there will be civic unrest when the jury comes back from the Derek Chauvin murder trial. And he is on trial for second-degree and third-degree murder and for second-degree manslaughter as well. His decision not to testify means that closing arguments will be made on Monday and the case will go to the jury. And people are saying we all have to look out for riots of various kind. Why? And in various places. For instance, there was this statement, which is extremely disturbing, by the Philadelphia Police Commissioner, Danielle Outlaw, who talked about the preparations in Philadelphia for civic unrest. This is clip number 10.
The Philadelphia Police Department is prepared for any possible civil unrest that may unfold in the wake of the Chauvin verdict. We know that regardless of this verdict, emotions are raw and tensions are bound to be high. The pain and anguish felt in our communities is still fresh, and our ability to heal has been delayed. I want to assure the public that we are here to protect their First Amendment rights.
Okay, and meanwhile, also expectations of potential civic unrest in Chicago over the shooting of a 13-year-old who apparently did have a gun in his hand, but video camera footage shows that when 13-year-old Omar Toledo was asked to drop his gun and put up his hands, he did, and he was shot anyway. An item that was addressed by the mayor, the police union is defending the actions of the officer involved. They were pursuing this young man who was 13 years old, who was together with a known gangbanger and a convicted felon who was 20 years old. They were out at 3 in the morning, and there had been reports in the neighborhood of gunfire. What are the police supposed to do, ignore it? The entire matter seems to be peculiar. And all of this is somehow linked up with the ongoing drive for reparations, which passed the House Judiciary Committee. It will not pass the House of Representatives, nor will it pass the U.S. Senate, nor will it ever become the law of the land. But among celebrities, there's a remarkable 5-minute video pushing reparations that is full of misrepresentations and lies. And there are all kinds of misrepresentations and lies about the ongoing situation on the border. We will be speaking about that with Ruben Navarrete, also about the war on cops, because he grew up in a household with a father who was a lifelong member of the police department in San Diego, California. Back to this statement about the incredible prevalence of mass shootings this month. When 8 people died in a mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility late Thursday night, the news was compounded by a string of similar incidents that preceded it, this reported by CNN. Starting on March 16th, when 8 people were killed at 3 Atlanta area spas, the U.S. has had at least 45 shootings. The analysis of data, CNN considers an incident to be a mass shooting if 4 or more people are shot, wounded, or killed, aside from the gunman. And here's the dishonor roll. Last night, 8 people killed, several others wounded in a mass shooting in an Indianapolis FedEx facility. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Janae Cook said. Then you go back to Pensacola, Florida. Yesterday, at least 6 people were injured at an Escambia County apartment complex, as reported by WEAR-TV. No suspects in custody. Also yesterday, 4 people were shot, including a teenage girl, in Northeast Washington, D.C. Not killed, thank God. Baltimore, April 13th, police said a dice game turned violent when 2 shooters opened fire on a group, injuring 4. April 12th, Chicago, 4 people shot, 1 fatally, and a 5th person was hit by a car in a shooting early Monday on the Eisenhower Expressway. April 11th, Wichita, Kansas. 1 person killed, 3 others injured in a shooting in a house party at an East Wichita Airbnb. And then April 11th, Seattle. We covered it here. There still are no suspects. A toddler and 3 other people were injured when suspects fired into a business parking lot. That toddler, 2 years old, is expected to recover. April 10th, in Memphis, Tennessee. 1 person killed, 3 others injured, including a mother and child, after gunfire was exchanged in a Memphis neighborhood, according to a CNN. It goes on. Why does it go on? Is it simply a delusion to believe that the government could follow a policy that would actually reduce the level of shootings in the United States? This is one of those things where, again, the entire issue is been conflated and confused with issues about police-based shootings. But we should understand that the ratio of this kind of killing, even mass shootings like this, the victims compared to victims of police violence, it's many orders of magnitude different. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My Slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My Slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved show, the entire issue of violence in the United States, of an increasing crime rate, is a profound issue, and it's all complicated by different parameters that people look at it with. In other words, if you're on the left you tend to believe that the big problem with violence originates with police departments. And like Trevor Noah says that policing was meant to keep poor black people in their place. We're not dealing with bad apples. We're dealing with a rotten tree. Really? Really? That police reform is the most important thing about the rising tide of violence in America. Another liberal belief is that the way to deal with rising violence in America is to have more intense gun control. There's a huge piece on Vox that makes the case that America is uniquely plagued by gun violence because we have more guns than any other country. And not just in numbers. We're the only country in the world that has more guns in private hands, an estimated now close to 400 million, than we have people. And the suspected gunman, they just identified him in the FedEx facility shooting that left at least 8 dead, was identified as a 19-year-old. Isn't that unbelievably sad? His name is Brandon Hole. He ended up killing himself. He is a former employee of the company, according to a person familiar with the matter. The idea that there is legislation that can make this better, I think is a very questionable idea, but I do think the overwhelming majority of America, including gun owners, including Republicans, including members of the NRA, would think that if you have a 19-year-old who is deeply troubled or gives signs of mental imbalance, which it seems almost certain that this incident might involve, who is a former employee of a company, it would be an obligation of people to try to make sure to use red flag laws to make sure that such an individual does not have easy access to firearms. Here was the announcement by a spokesperson for the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police talking about the details of the shooting last night. This is clip six.
Just after 11 o'clock this evening, on Thursday evening, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department responded to 8951 Mirabelle Road, the FedEx Ground Plainfield Operations Center. We received a call reference shots fired to that location. As officers were responded, they arrived to an active shooter incident at that location. Preliminary information at this time is that the alleged shooter has taken his own life here at the scene. After a preliminary search of the grounds, inside and out, we have located 8 people at the scene with injuries consistent to gunshot wounds. Those 8 were pronounced deceased here at the scene. We have been made aware of multiple other people with injuries who have been transported to local hospitals or who have transported themselves to local hospitals.
Okay, apparently the shooter in Indianapolis began shooting wildly at random in the parking lot and then made his way inside. It's unclear where the majority or if it was evenly divided between inside and outside the facility, but there were victims in both places. The Democratic mayor of Indianapolis, and normally you say mayor of a city, it's automatically a Democrat. Indianapolis has had some distinguished Republican mayors who have helped the city and been very successful. For instance, the former senator, Richard Lugar, began as mayor of Indianapolis and is considered one of the best mayors in the city's history and a Republican. But this mayor, a Democrat named Joe Hogsett, had this to say about a reaction to the shooting last night.
What we are left with this morning is grief. grief for the families of those killed, grief for the employees who have lost their coworkers, and grief for the many Americans struggling to understand how tragedies like this continue to occur again and again.
This is partially a problem, and when it says struggling to understand how tragedies like this continue to occur again and again, tragedies occur. There's a line in Hamlet where he talks about the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. There's a bumper sticker that says, in not such polite language, stuff happens. And it does. Now, I'm not saying that it's appropriate to react to mass shootings or tragedies like this with just a shrug of the shoulders and say, well, stuff happens. But this idea that we are somehow guaranteed safety, good health, prosperity, that we are entitled because we live in the United States of America and we have been uniquely blessed and we have been especially protected. And yes, the United States has been fortunate beyond belief. But to say how tragedies like this continue to occur again and again, I mean, they go back in American history all the way back. Now, the question is, what do you do to increase the ratio of safety so people don't have to worry that when you're going off to a place of work that there's going to be some workplace incident? And the only way to make progress on any of this is through policing. And one of the things that I think is extraordinary here is that we need to have a lot more confidence in our law enforcement. And we should, because they made the country vastly safer during the period 1980 all the way until 2017 or 18, when things began to turn around the other way. And again, it's important to figure out how and why they did. We'll talk about that and other issues coming up with Mark Thiessen, who believes that Biden's biggest failure is going to be his failure to unify. And him saying that actually Biden makes the Trump era look like a golden age of national unity. We'll be speaking with former Bush speechwriter Mark Thiessen, nationally syndicated columnist, coming right up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire. And the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Mark Thiessen has a headline that has gotten a great deal of attention, and it should, because it's an important issue. Headline to his most recent column, one of his most recent columns, is Biden's making the Trump presidency seem like a golden age of unity. And this is not so much a cheerleading column about the Trump presidency as it is an indictment of Joe Biden. Before we get to that, Mark, I wanted to address the events of last night with another terrible shooting incident in Indianapolis. And CNN has put together a list of 45 different mass shootings, which mean they includes 4 or more victims that have occurred in this country since last April 16th, in the last 30 days. Is there anything meaningfully that political leadership can do about this, what people are considering right now, a collapse in a sense of public safety and security? What can be done?
Well, one, we can not vilify the police and not defund the police. Because the police are the people who protect us and risk their lives. And so this whole defund the police movement has been incredibly harmful, because police officers just subtly every day make decisions that make us less safe, because they don't want to, they know if they get into a confrontation and it goes wrong that they will not have the presumption of innocence or the presumption that they were acting in good faith. And so they avoid risks and crimes happen as a result. And shootings happen that shouldn't have happened. I'm not saying that's the case in this particular case, but I'm talking in a general sense. And you know, and the other thing is just that that all of the, you know, the problem is everyone goes tries to go to some easy solution like, well, let's make our gun laws more strict. And there's, you know, most in almost all these cases, all the proposed solutions wouldn't have prevented the crime. You know, we have huge mental health problems that we have to deal with some of these mass shootings. We have lots of things that we have to do, but taking away people's guns and taking guns out of the hands of innocent people, and law-abiding citizens isn't the solution.
No, I clearly, and I think most Americans recognize that, and we have more guns than we have people in the United States, so that taking guns away from people, I mean, I know that the liberal answer to this is always, well, there are just too many guns out there. And I guess there are many Americans who might believe that to be true, but what's amazing to me is that people who have so little confidence in the police seem to have great confidence in the idea that authorities can somehow take more than 350 million, some people say close to 400 million guns out of private hands. Or is that, well, first, is that even worth considering?
Well, first of all, there's a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, so you can't take guns out of the hands of people to the extent that it would make it impossible for anyone to commit a gun crime. You'd have to have complete confiscation in order to do that. And even if you did have complete confiscation, you'd be taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding people, and the criminals would still have them. And if they didn't use guns, they'd use something else. I mean, it's completely ignored, but there are more murders every year in the United States with knives than there are with guns. Are we going to have knife control? Are we going to take sharp, pointy objects away from people? And then the other thing that people just need to understand is that the purpose of the Second Amendment is not simply to allow people to hunt or sports or sporting clays or, you know, having sports like that. It's one, it's self-defense. And two, it's a check against the rise of tyrannical government. You know, if we had gun control in during colonial times, we'd all be speaking English. So, you know, there's a reason why our founders. And by the way, it also the Second Amendment. People just don't understand what the Second Amendment means. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well-regulated in that time didn't mean government regulation. It meant well-equipped. And the militia was defined as every male 18 to 50 years old, according to U.S. law at the time. So what it meant was a well-armed population being necessary to the security of the state. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's a fundamental right. What was the first thing that every tyrannical government in the world does? Take away the guns. So monopoly on the use of force. And that's why we don't have that in our country, because our founders understood that the right to keep and bear arms was essential.
So your indictment of Joe Biden for failing to fulfill his promises of unifying the country is based upon the failure to get even a COVID relief package across with bipartisan support. And you point out rightly that when President Trump was still in office, we had a bunch of COVID relief bills that were nearly unanimous. What's at the very heart of Biden's failure, as you see it?
Well, so Biden, you know, according to Biden, the reason Biden was elected and his campaign theme was he's going to bring in a golden age of bipartisan cooperation. He was a senator who knows how to bring Republicans and Democrats together and cooperate and all the rest of it. And instead, he's showing literally a reverse Midas touch, where not only is he not advancing bipartisanship, he's setting it back. He's taking issues that once united Republicans and Democrats and making them partisan. I mean, Donald Trump signed 5 bipartisan COVID relief packages into law. They were passed 96-1, 90-8, 96-0 in the Senate. One of the bills passed 388-5 in the House and by unanimous consent in the Senate. I mean, literally, as close as you get to unanimity in government. And so Biden comes in and takes something that had been bipartisan even under Trump and turns it into a partisan issue. And the way he does it is he uses COVID as a pretext to pass all sorts of liberal wish lists and giveaways to liberal constituencies that had nothing to do with COVID. And so Republicans saw through it, and they didn't vote for it. And in fact, he not only, 10 Republican senators came to him and said, "President, we'd like to work with you, and here's our opening bid." And, you know, $619 billion, you have $1.9 trillion, let's meet somewhere in the middle. And he didn't even bother to negotiate with them. And he blamed them. And now he's doing the same thing with infrastructure. So infrastructure is the other big issue that unites liberals and Democrats, conservatives and Republicans. Everybody agrees that we should fix roads, bridges, highways, transportation networks, internet, water, all these different things. And, you know, the Republicans have proposed, you know, almost a trillion dollars. In infrastructure spending, but instead of saying, okay, we could basically agree on this, let's hammer out the details, he's using infrastructure as a pretext to pass all sorts of stuff that has nothing to do with infrastructure. So this $2.25 trillion bill he has, only about $900 billion of that is infrastructure. And the other stuff is things like $400 billion for senior care. Now, that maybe has lots of merit, and let's have a discussion of it, but it's not infrastructure. So, you know, he's setting back bipartisanship by using these unifying ideas as a way to ram through liberal policy agendas that have nothing to do with the issues underlying.
There are several reports today, and I'm sure you've heard them, that President Biden is willing to negotiate on the size of the infrastructure bill, and he certainly should. It would be a gigantic failure, and I agree with you on that, if the infrastructure bill, which is so much money, was passed without any Republican votes. Mark Thiessen, if I were to put you on the spot right now and ask in a matter of seconds, who is the leader of the Republican Party today?
It's up for grabs. The jump ball. I mean, Donald Trump clearly has the loyalty of millions and millions and millions of Republicans. I don't know if he's going to run or not, but if he doesn't run, then it's a jump ball.
That's Mark Thiessen. His most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back on this issue of leadership in the Republican Party. Coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Breaking news from Portland, Oregon. No, this is not about a riot. It's about another horrifying example of violence. The Portland police shot and killed a man this morning at a place called Lentz Park after responding to reports of a person with a gun, the Bureau said. Officers responded about 9:30 this morning. They confronted the individual. At least one officer fired, killing the man near a fence by the park's ball field off Southeast 92nd Avenue in Portland. The man who was killed, the reports say, was a white male in his 30s, according to three sources with knowledge of the investigation. And the Portland Oregonian adds this, that it is identifying the man's race in light of social unrest prompted by police shootings of black people. By the way, it's good and appropriate for them to identify the race here, because part of the problem in perceptions about this country is that mistaken idea that this kind of thing, a confrontation with the police, only happens to black people. Right now, because of the intense sensitivity surrounding recent high-profile shootings and killings, the most dramatic of those, of course, being George Floyd, where the jury is going to get the case on Monday. It is reported they're doing closing arguments in that trial on Monday. And Derek Chauvin took the position he was not going to testify. He took the Fifth Amendment. And I think there is a widespread expectations of terrible unrest as whatever the verdict from the jury. Now, why would that be the case? And this, again, is part of the background, is even if he is convicted of second-degree murder, which is the most serious of the charges against him, the normal sentence on something like that would be 12 years. the maximum sentence would be 40 years. There are probably people in Minnesota who are prepared to demonstrate, even if the verdict is guilty, and if Officer Chauvin gets a long sentence, 12 years is a long sentence. And by the way, Kim Potter, Officer Kim Potter, the officer accused in Brooklyn Center, who fired her gun and killed Dante Wright, she's also eligible for 10 years. The question is, what is enough? Will we hear a great deal of this new shooting in Portland? No. And even the shooting in Chicago. The shooting in Chicago was not the most recent shooting by police of a 13-year-old. The 13-year-old wasn't black. He was Latino. And he was out at 3 a.m., and he and the colleague he was associated with apparently had some gang involvement, which is a true horror and a true problem for the United States. So in dealing with all of those problems, I'd ask the question, who is the leader of the Republican Party right now? The reason I came up and the reason I asked Mark Thiessen was I was doing a regular segment I do on a different radio station, our sister radio station, on Cairo Radio with my friends, G. Scott and Ursula Reuting. And they asked me, who do you think is the leader of the Republican Party? And I mentioned Ron DeSantis as a prospective leader for the Republican Party, and certainly somebody who is getting a lot of favorable comment from lots of Republicans for his leadership, for his style, for his effectiveness as governor of Florida. I think he'd be a formidable candidate for president if he joins the field. That is not an endorsement, by the way. That's just a recognition of the reality. But the truth is, as Mark Thiessen said, there's no real leader for a Republican Party when you don't control the Senate, when you don't control the House, when you don't control the White House. You have a lot of governors out there, like Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott of Texas, who are doing a good job, but there is no national leader for the party. And that is not necessarily a terrible thing. What it indicates is that we will probably have, under the assumption that President Trump does not run in 2024, and I don't believe that he will or should, assuming that is the case, there will probably be a dozen, maybe more, candidates for president. And as the Democrats showed in 2020, that can be a very good thing and a healthy thing for the party and a healthy thing to turn to some new and to some fresh leadership. There's a new novel by Admiral Stavridis, a four-star naval admiral, about a potential world war in the future. And it talks about a President Pence. And because the entire action is supposed to be taking place in 2034, they speculate that Mike Pence would be president sometime in between. It's impossible to speculate, it seems to me, who is going to be the leader of the Republican Party. But the fact that there is no one leader, no person you turn to for a thoughtful or appropriate Republican responses to the President of the United States and to some of the extreme members of his party out there, the fact that you don't have a single leader is not necessarily a negative. And I'm reminded of a famous occurrence back in 1993, which was kind of a grim time for Republicans. We had just lost the election. A candidate I supported very enthusiastically, who was George Herbert Walker Bush, lost the election to Bill Clinton. Even though Bill Clinton only got 43% of the vote that time, there was Ross Perot who had taken all those votes. The Republicans lost basically everything. They didn't control everything in anything in 1993. Democrats controlled the House lopsidedly. They controlled the Senate. They controlled the media, of course, and the White House. So this was fascinating because a National Review did a cover story. And the cover story got a lot of attention. And the title was The New Leader of the Opposition. And they had caricatures of various people in the Congress who were still there and prominent in the Congress, including people like Bob Dole, who later became the presidential nominee, but he was leader in the Senate. And leading the pack, standing in front of them, was a caricature of the late Rush Limbaugh. And they anointed National Review the late Rush Limbaugh as the leader of the opposition. And this is before Newt Gingrich had emerged as Speaker of the House. I think he was just taking over as minority leader in the House of Representatives. It's before a contract with America. But I think what's very crucial about this is basically to recognize that there have to be common approaches to the issues that can help to unite Republicans. And that's one of those things that I think is extraordinarily important and why it's important to move beyond Trump and to look at those issues and those abilities to change America and not simply to refight the old battles that we have been fighting, it seems, forever and forever and forever. Is it possible to somehow work on some national legislation that doesn't involve Biden sweeping executive orders? He has a new one about immigration that's going to be very controversial. We'll be talking about that coming up with Ruben Navarrete. Also, his perspective on the crisis forming police officers all across the country, given the fact that his father was a career police officer. We'll talk about the border and particularly the problems of unaccompanied children. How can that be handled? And there's also a new ad featuring Hollywood celebrities demanding that President Biden act unilaterally to grant reparations to black people. Really? Necessary idea? Right way to go? We will consider all of it, plus a bunch of movie alternatives, including a real gem, that are coming up for this weekend in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.